Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. This is episode 683. Wow, that blows me away when I read that on the stat thing here. I didn't think we would do 50 of these shows. Here we are, 683. It's amazing, and I'm very, very excited because tonight is one of my. I found out about this band. I don't know, about a month or so ago. The PR folks sent over all their stuff, and I'm a lifelong fan now. I sign me up, baby. These ladies are awesome. Tonight we have No Small Children. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello,
hi.
Jamie. Hello, rock pop art show, Jamie.
Thank you. Get that little plug in there. That's awesome.
That's right.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, just buy some painting. No, I'm kidding. Posters are fine too. Anyhow, hey, you guys are in LA, right?
We are.
Greater Los Angeles,
yep.
Some locale?
Yep.
Cool.
We're in the San Fernando Valley.
Nice. How is it out? It's probably pretty nice still. It hasn't started to heat up too bad, has it?
It's awesome right now.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone
Nice.
How is it on where you are over there?
Yeah, I'm down in South Florida. I'm just up from I'm just south of Boca. If anybody, I'm sure people have heard of Boca.
Oh, yeah.
Up from Miami. Yeah. It's you know, beautiful. Actually, the type of weather we're having right now, we call California weather. So there's no humidity.
We don't call our weather Florida weather.
No. Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, your hair gets all froed out. It's bad. And the thing that's terrible about South Florida is I'm a bit of a chunky monkey. Man, it's hard being chunky down in South Florida. Let me tell you about July.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The heat is not our friend.
No.
Everybody else in the country right now is hating us right now, talking about our warm weather.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, as our East Coast folks are shoveling snow into April.
It's so true. I was just talking to a friend of mine in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I guess they have another wave of snow getting ready to come through. I don't understand. I mean, I don't know. Apparently, some crazy person's messing with the weather machine in Washington or something. I don't know what's happening. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
I say that as a joke. Say again?
I said Lisa and I are originally from the Boston area, so we're seeing a lot of posts from friends saying, oh, you know, this weather is terrible. I got a shovel. And I'm like, yeah, sorry, guys. It's 68 degrees
today. I'm sitting outside.
They're still up in Greentown, they're still putting the those folding chairs in their parking spots when they get it shoveled out. I went to college in Boston. I lived 6 years in Dorchester, so I know all about it. Rode the Red Line many times. crazy. So you guys just decided. Now let me ask you. You guys have an interesting story. This is, and I know everybody makes a thing about it, because it's cool. You guys, by day, I guess, alter ego, elementary school teachers, and. You know, a punk pop band, but night. How did it all happen? Were you guys musicians that taught or teachers that were musicians? I mean, how did it all come about?
So we're actually talking to you from one of our classrooms, fourth grade classroom right now. So it's great that we're talking about this. Joni and Lisa, this is Nicola. Joni and Lisa are lifelong professional musicians and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I took a long break from playing and started up a couple years before we joined this band with some other people. But we were just on the playground covering recess duty one day, feeling this sort of same thing about something. And we said, you know, we'd supported each other's music and playing for a while. And we said, hey, we should go into the studio and write some songs about what we're thinking about and feeling, and just have a ball. And within 3 months, we were on tour, and that's how it happened.
Yeah, we were writing songs in the beginning, though, like ballad and being irritated and getting hit in the head with balls on the playground.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that you know, really important stuff. A little more tongue, in cheek. Yeah. And then
right.
That. But that's what started.
Well, it's amazing. It's amazing. And the coolest, I'm trying to remember, you guys all teach fourth grade?
No. Nicola, we're in Nicola's classroom right now, and she teaches fourth grade, and Lisa and I both teach music.
Oh,
you
nice,
hear
nice.
Stuff
awesome.
On the wall? It says, what? This is like, there's all these kinds of, she has this great creative room here. It's got all this writing strategies under discussion. What else?
Nice.
All this great stuff everywhere. She is an extremely organized teacher. Everything has a place. It's all neat. Everything's
fantastic.
Put away. Yeah. And then you give her the drumsticks, and it all goes away.
Being a teacher really prepares you for being on the road on tour as a musician and having all your gear organized and showing up to places on time with all your gear.
Well, yeah, exactly. People all the time assume, they're amazed when they come to my studio, because they always assume, they're like, oh, artists are always really messy and it's just, you know, things are everywhere. I am not that way. I am like a surgeon, man. I need everything in its place, because then I know where it's at when I need to grab it, you know?
Yeah, it's stressful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly. Exactly.
Trust me.
The bad part about it is my girlfriend Danny, who I share the studio with, she's she makes costumes and does cosplay and all this kind of stuff. She is the exact opposite. She loves piles. She's like, oh, a flat surface? I need to pile things on that. That's what needs to happen. Drives me insane.
I'm kinda like,
but
Danny,
we make it happen.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the real secret, and this is insider baseball here, is that as busy as we are, what the sacrifice is our cars.
Yeah.
Driving between being a teacher and a musician, our cars are just big piles of stuff.
Yes. The other day, actually, we had this situation where we needed to listen to something, and usually a lot of times a great place to listen to things
in the car was a stranger.
Yeah, in the car. And all three of us are like, well, whose car can we go into? And Lisa's like, not my car. My car's a mess. And all three of us were like, oh, man, none of us have our cars clean enough to have a stranger welcomed into it. Luckily, our manager is really organized.
Nice. She is. And she messaged me on Facebook. I had, I don't know, like a Nimrod, I had the wrong date when I first started promoting the show. And she was on that right away, man. She's like, Jamie, come on, man. What's wrong with you? I fixed it. And I was so glad she caught it because, you know, I'm like, wow, I know a ton of people are seeing this. Why hasn't anybody told me that these dates aren't matching? Come on. No, it's awesome. Very nice.
Well,
very nice lady. Yeah, exactly. So you guys, now this, we've got two tracks we're going to play tonight. We've got, the first one is It's All for Love, for Goodness Sake. And that just came out, right? That's been out like 5 days, as I understand
Friday.
It.
Friday.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it's already on Spotify.
The whole record we're pretty psyched about.
Yep, it's on Spotify, on iTunes, on CD Baby. It's Shazam it. It's everywhere.
Amazon.
Nice. Very, very cool. Now, the new album comes out next month, right? Beginning of May.
May 18th. Yep.
Or
May 18th,
middle May.
And we have a really big show in Silver Lake here in L.A. on May 17th for the release of the album, just a big party and people that come there will be able to get it.
And then we have a follow-up tour in June on the sort of more the West Coast, Denver and around there, and then a follow-up tour in the East Coast, end of July, early August.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. You guys are hitting it all. Yeah, I'm telling you. And ladies and gentlemen out there on the West Coast, if you have a chance to go to a party in Silver Lake, that's always a win. You should always do that.
Yeah.
But especially if no small children are going to be there.
Yeah.
I can tell you ladies' stories about
it. You tell them.
That's right. You know, I mean, come on. It's fantastic. Now, you guys, before we play the tracks and get into it and everything, another thing that I found that was very cool, I did not know, and I learned in researching you guys and everything, you got the Ghostbusters gig. How cool was that?
It was very cool. It was that has an interesting story as well, if you'd like to hear about it. But that was an unexpected success for us. We had we recorded that song not with the intention that it would end up in the movie, but we dressed up as Ghostbusters for a gig we did on Halloween. We thought, well, you know, we got to learn the Ghostbusters song. So we learned it. We played it. People went crazy. So we're like, you know, let's just record this and throw it up on our YouTube channel to correspond with the release of the movie.
Turns out when you say, who are you going to call, everybody knows what to say.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we recorded it, and we were just going to throw it up there to correspond with the release of the movie. And when we recorded it, and Lisa actually does all of our engineering and production as well as Bob Marlette, and then it sounded really great. And so we said, you know, this sounds awesome. Let's pass it along to people in the movie. That we knew that we're working on it, not really expecting it to go anywhere, but just saying, why not? All the music was already chosen for the movie, and we didn't hear anything for about 6 months, so we just assumed it died on the vine. And sure enough, all of a sudden, 6 months later, out of the blue, we get a call from the music director and also Paul Feig, the director of the movie, saying, we love this song.
Right.
We're going to make space for it in the movie. And they actually added it in a week after post. And then from there, it just kind of skyrocketed from there. It was a little like being shot out of a cannon. It was pretty exciting.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah Paul's a cool guy. He Oh yeah, he went to the high school I went to, their rival. He went to the same time I was in school, kind of dating myself.
Are you serious?
But yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
We were glad he
like
went on to bigger things.
We keep hearing stories about him, like
because
remember Larry, like people know him from like what you just said, like things like that. So weird.
Absolutely.
Small world.
Absolutely. I'm telling you. Well, what it is he works. He hustles, you know. Gets around. And he recognizes it because it sounds to me like you ladies do as well. Now, in addition to the Ghostbusters, I'm seeing in my show notes, you guys are also on, you can hear your music on Netflix's Santa Clarita Diet, right?
Yes, yeah. We were so lucky to be on their first season last year, and they called us back up for another song for this season, and we're really grateful for that.
That's fantastic.
So you can hear our song at the end of show 10, season 2.
Nice.
Yeah,
well, there
you
go.
We have all this music, and we work and work and work to get it done, and then you know, like there's all these little things that come your way, and you grab it, you know, and you say, you know, maybe this will lead to something, but like 99% of the time it doesn't. And then once in a while, out of nowhere, it does. And that's what happened.
And it's awesome.
For us with Ghostbusters. I mean, I feel like being in LA definitely helps because you're in proximity of all these TV and movie things, but you know, just like things come along and like, we just keep going down every rabbit hole. And then once in a while, something comes back, and Santa Clarita Diet was definitely one of those things that, you know, and now it's just, and that show this season, I don't know if you've seen it, it's awesome. It's so funny.
So funny.
Really good.
Oh, it's a fantastic
show.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my, one of the ones we watch. Me and Danny, that's my girlfriend, we will do that. I mean, that's the new paradigm of watching television now. We rarely watch like how people used to, you know, on Netflix or Hulu or whatever, and we'll watch 10 hours of, you know, murder shows or something, or Santa Clarita Diet. Annie's a big murder show thing. You know, she loves
that.
That's
how we have to. We don't like the three of us because we're busy most of the time. We have something to do.
Right.
So when we don't, if there's one day, everyone's like, okay, what should I binge watch today? What should, you know, we'll actually give each other tips on what to watch.
It's so true. That's how we do it. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I'm surprised we haven't even talked about what to binge watch now between us.
Barry. Watch Barry.
Yeah, there you go. I knew it would come to that eventually.
Except that you have to wait. You can't watch it like that.
Oh.
Because it's current, too. They're just releasing one at a time. But have you seen Barry on HBO, Jamie?
I haven't. It's good?
It's
really good.
It's very good.
I will definitely check it out. I will definitely check it out. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Now, another cool thing that I'm seeing here, man, there's so many cool things, you guys. You guys are just all over. You guys, very, very, very cool. You guys performed at the Unity Ball in D.C. after last year's Women's March. How was that?
Yeah. Amazing.
I mean, just to be in Washington, D.C. on that day was just, I mean, it was just, it was just incredible energy is what it was. And then just to be around so many people uniting for a positive reason was great.
That's awesome. And, well, we were all watching it from afar.
There was a, because we played a few festivals up in Vermont a couple summers ago,
mm-hmm.
and there were all these women that came down from Vermont to D.C. for the show, and they were just, it was so much fun.
For the whole package.
Yeah, for the whole package. Weekend. Yeah, we were punk rocking out. It was really fun.
Yeah. I'm not sure I've ever seen that many people in that much concentrated space in my life.
Right.
And I didn't feel unsafe ever the entire time. I did have to go to the bathroom a couple times.
Yeah,
but,
they missed the mark with the toilet. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think they anticipated that many people.
There was a lot of squatting behind bushes.
Yeah. I have a confession to make. There were all these women that were, they couldn't hold it, right? Like, we were all like, what are we going to do? So I was the first, I let it.
You
and
did.
Every I went behind the bushes. And it wasn't like in the bushes in the woods. It was like just a few bushes in the middle of everywhere. So I just got in the bushes. And then all these people followed right after me.
It was like knee height, including me. But the minute
nice.
Me, I was like, no, I'm going right here.
They were decorative shrubs next to the building. It wasn't a forest or anything.
There was no hiding.
Oh,
and the thing
funny.
Is, once people saw us doing it, they're like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And then people started lining up to form like a curtain of people so they couldn't. There was a line to be in the book.
Nice.
And that's our takeaway from the woman's part. Forget about the power. I'm joking. I did. But kidding aside, it was a very, very powerful experience.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and it's changed culture. You know, I was talking to Danny when it was going on. We were watching it on the TV, and I said, things are changing. This is an important thing. You know, you read about all this historical stuff that's happened that happened before me, frankly, which isn't much, but a few things. Right. You know, from the civil rights movements and whatnot, and you know, very important things. And I saw that on the top, and I'm like, this is important. This is one of those things that will be talked about 100 years from now. And I think that's a good thing. I wish change would happen a little quicker, but maybe it's better that it doesn't and it goes in baby steps. I don't know, but I'm glad it's happening.
It's good when,
you know?
It's good when it happens from, like, with like, movements, you know, with, like, things like this, like grassroots things. Because it's coming from the bottom rather than coming from the top, which means, you know, people hang on to it more, you know, and it's more contagious.
Roots.
And it's like a whole bunch of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just like the Children's March recently, too. I mean, it's great seeing the kids find their voice and be listened to, but be also be prepared and be articulate and have something really to say. And, you know, as teachers, too, we love for our students also to be able to be strong and confident, but be able to back up what they say with knowledge and something informed.
Absolutely.
So they inspired our kids. We saw the ripple effect.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. True. You know, and you're very right about that too. I mean, I don't want to delve into the show and get all deep and everything, but you know, man, I was watching a few of the exchanges on certain news networks and whatnot, various news networks, I should say. And, the kids were winning. I'm like, man, somebody's fresh from debate and somebody hasn't had a debate class in 45 years. I can obviously tell, you know, they had it down. Yeah, I'm telling you. And it's, you know, it's been an interesting year for teachers too, with all the, more marches there and it's very easy for people to say teachers don't get paid enough. But then when mills go around and stuff, mills don't pass. And that's depressing to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's like, if we don't invest in education, then we're screwed.
Yeah.
Basically,
exactly.
That's the thing. So you need to be educated to, like, be like a civil society. And so
Absolutely. It's
pretty much the answer. Education is the greatest of equalizers, right? And it's the cure to pretty much every social woe we have. Every single one.
Absolutely. Completely. And, you know, I tell people, I say, you know, a few years ago, this was about, oh, I don't know, 5, 6 years ago. Well, actually, maybe 7 or 8 now that I think about it. I had some medical stuff that happened. I wound up in the hospital for 3 months, and I had some bunch of surgery
and
all this kind of stuff. And, yeah, it was an eye-opener. It was one of those first time in my life where I'm in a situation where people are like, well, we hope we can fix this, but if we can't, we'll make you as comfortable as we can. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hear that. You know, that's not good. But I will say this, I wanted the most educated people in the world that they could find working on me. I didn't want mediocrity. And, you know, when but I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing. And it's cool. Let me ask you, do the kids know about the band and all that? And what are the reactions to it?
They were the first one. We actually allowed them to preview It's All for Love. We played it for them before we actually released it, and they went berserk. But they are aware. In the beginning, we really kept it compartmentalized. But as time went on, we started to realize that it was a way for us to be more relatable in some ways to the kids, because we're asking them to take risks. We're asking them to put themselves out there, and
every single day,
and that made us walk our walk and talk the talk. And so, and now the kids are aware of it. Every once in a blue moon, very rarely, we have an all ages show, and the kids come and they support us. They are some of our strongest and loudest supporters, and their parents come to our show sometimes and buy our T-shirts, and so the kids will show up at school wearing our merch, which is always fun. So. The short answer is yes, they do know we do.
And they do play
That's
a cover
awesome.
Of Ghostbusters every Halloween.
Yeah. because at our school there's a few like fifth and sixth grade and fourth grade bands that form.
Mm-hmm. And I went to one of the shows. It was so cool. Like, I went to the show. They did a show at, like, a club during the afternoon one day. And yeah, because that's what happens in L.A.
Right.
And they played a cover of one of our songs in the set. And it was just like, I just went there. Just so cool. Yeah, it's really cool. But we do keep it separate just because we don't want to, you know, exploit the captive audience too much.
Yeah.
But you know, how do you not share what you love, you know? So, you know, they know what we do. And
there's nothing really salacious about us, honestly. You know, it's every, you know, for the most part, we are who we are.
Yeah.
You know, our colleagues are awesome, too.
Yeah.
They come to our shows, too. It's good. It's really good.
Well, that's fantastic.
We have summer off, so we can go on tour. So that's
oh, yeah, you know. Most people go to Peru. You guys are going on tour.
That's great. Well, the meetings when we come back to school in September our conversations are very different. Yeah. Oh, what do you do? Oh, you know, I did
an enrichment course.
Yeah.
I hiked Machu Picchu with my husband.
Yeah.
We went on tour.
We were in a 7-passenger van. Hopefully 12 this year.
Remember that somewhere in upstate New York where we had to use yet another restroom at the gas station?
Yeah, it's easy to be in mind.
Oh, that's awesome. That is so cool. Hey, let's play. Should we do It's All for Love first, for goodness sake, or should we do radio first? What do you guys think?
Well, I think let's do All for Love because we were talking about what's the point of it all.
And we were going to call it Shit Show, but we changed our mind because we wanted people to play it on the radio.
Very smart. Very smart. Here it is, folks. It's All for Love, for goodness sake. No small children. Check it out.
Yeah.
Fantastic track, folks. It's All for Love, for Thanks. Goodness sake, No Small Children. I love it.
It's All for Love, baby.
I'm telling
somebody
you.
Somebody actually asked us online the other day if we had an unrated or a R-rated version of that song.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
An unedited version, yeah. Yeah. Which makes me happy because it is supposed to be, you know, shit show, but
right.
It just didn't roll my tongue.
Yeah, I played it for the fourth graders, and I was actually a little worried about that, and it just rolled right
yeah.
over their heads.
Same way I played it for fifth graders. They didn't know either. It didn't even occur to them.
Something really funny happens, though, when you play 9 through 11, like 10 and 11, 9 and 10, 11, pop rock music. Like, they're just sitting in their seats, and within, like, a few seconds, they're up, they're bopping.
Yeah.
And within, like, a few more seconds, they're running around the room. They're jumping on the table. They're jumping on everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, the music is having a visceral effect through their core. And you're like, this is, like, as a musician, this is awesome. But as a teacher, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're going to get hurt.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then you're like, okay, everyone be quiet.
Let's all settle down. Hard to do. It's hard to corral them back, I imagine, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That is why you play it.
Especially
right
in
the last,
like,
3 minutes of the period.
Yeah.
Send them off to somebody else.
Yeah.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey, folks. Located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all-natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more. Including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique.com. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierux.us.
It's time for some straight talk. Some wireless companies offer free phone deals. Sounds pretty sweet until you find yourself locked into a pricey long-term contract. Not so free after all. With Straight Talk Wireless, you can own the latest smartphones for a low monthly payment, and there's no contract. Cancel anytime, no penalties. Check out our wide selection of the latest smartphones at Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
This is a lease-to-own transaction. Customer will not own the device until all payments are made. Please see terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah. There it is. Got to get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I dig that. That little keyboard riff through it—it's that's a cool little riff, man. It's awesome.
That's an Atari. It's actually an Atari sample.
What is it now?
It's a sample from Atari. It's an Atari, you know, a game, the video game sample.
Yeah.
That we took,
really?
And then we made it all into it. Yeah.
Maybe that's why I like it. I don't recognize it, but maybe it's like burned into my brain way back in one of those files that
it's,
I haven't
well,
accessed.
It's not a sample. The tune of it isn't a sample, just the sound.
Oh,
you know what I
see,
mean? Like,
I see.
Like Pong or something, you know.
I gotcha. Man, I played a little bit of an Atari. Well, see, again, I'm dating myself. Yes, folks. our house was the first to have an Atari in our neighborhood. Everybody came to our house. Yep. We used to play it and look out the window at the giant satellite dish out there back before they were the size of a pizza box. Oh, man. It was, I know. It was crazy. My girlfriend made me watch the Stranger Things show. She's like, you got to watch this. This is your generation. I watched it. I'm like, yeah, that pretty much is. I remember that hair.
Yeah. Love that show so much.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, I have to say that show, I think that show actually was an influence on our next song, the other song that you have.
Totally. Yeah.
Like, I remember we were on tour in Washington, D.C., having a conversation about how that show made us feel, and we wanted to have a song that made people feel that way.
Like a little bit.
And
but,
comfortable and like
a homecoming,
like
almost.
A feeling. Yeah. It's like some words that make you feel back there.
Yeah.
Like smell of it.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
It was so comforting and
comforting. Yeah,
something comforting about seeing a show that represents an era so well.
Absolutely, and you know, like there are songs even
relatable.
That come on the radio now when you hear them, and it almost instantly invokes a memory or a feeling about, you know, oh, I made out for the first time to this song, or, you know, this
right.
time this was the Lady's Choice at the roller rink. I remember that.
That would have been a time.
I know, it's true. Lady's Choice, actually. I'm going to music when I go home.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. And, you know, it's weird, too, because you do get wrapped up in that nostalgia. Like when Prince passed. Prince was that was a hard one for me. I mean, so many great, of course, so many great iconic people that we lose, just like always. But that would be in particular. And now that I think about it in relationship to what you said, that's probably why. Because that was the soundtrack of the roller rink and all of those first days and stuff. For me, at least.
And then all the other music that he wrote, too, for other people who provided the soundtrack to my youth, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you on
that.
That was tough. That was tough.
And there's been a lot. There's been a few. George Michael was tough for me, but not in the nostalgic way. It was his age. I was like, ooh, that's not that far off. I better eat a salad. Yeah. This is not good.
Was probably the hardest.
Yeah,
that was another one.
Which one?
Bowie.
Oh, Bowie. Yeah, we had to take a couple days off around here. It was just that was a rough one.
He was so prolific, and he was in the middle of something,
right?
Too, and his his last stuff was so good.
And he knew,
And the video, I watched the video and listened. Album and I was like, oh my God.
I just love how he too, like, I mean, besides a million other things, like how he always listened to the young people and he always respected the young people. And, you know, I feel like we walk around so much and people are just talking about how kids suck these days, you know, no matter what age they are.
No,
year, I'm a teacher. You know, everywhere you go, kids suck, and they just don't. Yeah, they don't.
No.
He was always talking about Bowie. He was never not hip, right?
Actually, the name of our album that's coming out is called What Do the Kids Say?
We should have mentioned that. And that is, once again, folks, out May 18th. It's coming out. Can they pre-order What Do the Kids Say?
Not yet.
We'll get right on that, though.
Cool.
You can ask
ladies and gentlemen.
You're not the first person to ask us that, so I think we're gonna consider it.
But we will have... we'll be coming out with T-shirts that say that. Something for them to look at.
Nice.
A website.
Well, I'll be sure to mention it in my blasts, you know, on social media and whatnot, the day of and the day before and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's play radio. And sorry, I got distracted for a second. Yeah, let's definitely play radio. This is another fantastic track. Very, very good. Why don't we play it, then we'll talk a little bit about it. Sound good?
Sounds good. Perfect.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. No Small Children, Radio.
Oh,
And we're back, folks. No Small Children. That was Radio. What a track. What a track. I love it.
Thank you.
Now, Radio,
that's
as we mentioned, is... Okay. And it's definitely on the new album, right?
Yes, yeah. It also was just placed at K-Rock, our local station, but it's a big...
The world-famous K-Rock.
It's a big station.
Right.
We're in partnership with the video game Rock Band, and they selected us in that song. And so Rock Band put that on their latest download. So if anybody has the video game Rock Band and downloaded the newest version, that's us.
That's so cool. That is awesome.
Yeah, that was exciting.
What a cool thing. I'm excited. That's very, very cool. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Now, are you guys going to do a I love your videos. You guys are awesome at them. You know, I'm a painter. That's what I do for a living. I've never been in a band. Well, briefly, because I knew some girls and had big hair, but I didn't actually play. They pre-recorded everything and had me stand there. But that was only for a couple months. But all my friends growing up were in bands because they had the best parties, you know, and that's why I liked them.
Yeah, they're the coolest. People in bands are the coolest.
Exactly. It's very true. It's very true. But I asked them oftentimes because I grew up in the age of music video, you know. I'm like, do you like doing videos as an art form? Is it cool to do? And they're about split, about 50-50. Half of them like it. The other half is like, oh, it's a necessary evil. We don't know because we see the finished product. You ladies seem like you're having a blast when you're doing the videos. But I don't know.
Oh,
what are your thoughts?
Terrible.
just awful. The videos, like with our videos, we have this different, you know, there's lots of different videos. Some of them we make ourselves, which are obviously more tongue-in-cheek kind, like our workout video and videos like that.
If you haven't seen it, you got to watch the whole thing to get the,
yeah,
there's something in there.
There's a special secret thing that happens.
Go find that cookie.
Go find that cookie. And then we have, and then for, you know, now we're getting more, you know, and then we have friends that will help us with videos. And right now, one of the videos we're making, Nicole's husband is an editor, and we're doing a project with him and this really well-known photographer called her name is Marjorie Salvaterra, and we're doing a music video for a song that we have coming out on May 18th called I'm So Concerned, which is kind of our one of our darker songs. And then we met with a guy the other day about doing another. So we have some videos in the works that are more that were just kind of just up in our game in every way. Like, you know, we started playing for five drunk guys at a local bar, and now it's just like we just love it so much. We kept at it, and now we're working with these like really amazing professional videographers, and you know, we have Bar Marlette. He produced our last record, and so things are just, you know, we have management, we have you know, La Pumas, obviously. So, you know, we just kept at it, and now we're just really having a great time. You know, just keeping on going.
That's awesome.
We actually do love the shoot days.
Yeah, we do. We have
fun. Yeah, we have a lot of fun on camera.
And we've been a big part of all the videos that we've made up till now, where, you know, we basically are producing it, you know. But but it, every time you get more and more professional people that know really what they're doing. So you start to hand over some of the things that they know more about than you do.
And so it's fun when a creative person, it's fun to be invested and have your opinion. So.
Right.
We appreciate that.
Absolutely. That's very cool. And it's sometimes hard to do that when your name's on the door. You know, it's for me, that was a big thing because I like to micromanage. I like everything. I mean, I seem very scattered and whatnot, but usually that's not the case. But it's hard to do. But you have to. You come to a point where you kind of have to, especially on various things, the business side of things and whatnot.
You do, but at some point, I mean, we were micromanaging our own band because there were only three of us. And, you know, at some point, though, you have to stop micromanaging and you have to trust the people around you, you know, and that's what we're, you know, it's definitely a change, you know, and it's a change that you have to have the courage to make. And we're working through it, you know.
We have your eye on the big picture, and you still have your eye on everything, and you have conversations. But you also have to trust and value the talent and knowledge and skills that other people are bringing in, because if you make room for that, everything gets better.
Yeah. And the other part of it too is that the work for us, really, aside from actually doing all these tasks, is making sure that we find and connect with people who understand us, who really understand us, and who we feel could execute in a way that we can get behind. You know, it's like that. The work for us is finding the people, and we have been so fortunate. Yeah, so fortunate all along the way that so many talented people have wanted to lend their time and their talents to us. We're completely humbled by it.
That's awesome. That's so cool. That's so cool to be at that position. I'm telling you, ladies, before you know it, you're going to be wearing big sunglasses and, you know, having little purse dogs and stuff. It's flying around in jets.
Lisa already has sunglasses.
I figured one of you did.
I bought them at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has, like,
thousands of
pairs to wear because you can't find
them. Well, sometimes we go to the dollar store and she'll buy, like, a whole bunch. But she'll be like, oh, I love these glasses. I love them so much.
Buy 10 pairs.
And then I'll, like, when I'm cleaning out my car, I swear to you, I'll find at least 4 pair of her sunglasses in my car.
I never because I just keep on picking up pairs.
That's awesome. Very cool. Hey, I want to mention, we haven't even mentioned it the whole hour yet, and we have to. Ladies and gentlemen, NoSmallChildren.com. It's very easy to get to. Just go to NoSmallChildren.com. That's the website. And it's an awesome website.
And it's a portal to, like, all our all our social media, all that we have going on, you can get to everything from there.
If you write us, though, if you write us on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, we'll write back, though. We love it when people reach out and say, hey, I heard you on this podcast, and ask, we always write back because why not? It's so fun.
Mm-hmm. And plus, we're traveling around and we like to, then you see people when you're on the road and they're like, oh, I heard you on Jamie's show and blah, blah, blah. It just makes it really super fun.
Yeah.
And on the website, actually, on the homepage right now, there is a link. It says Listen Now, which will bring you right to It's All for Love. You can listen to it.
Buy it.
Yeah, you can buy it.
Stream
it on Spotify and add it to your playlist.
That's right.
Anybody else
throws us on Spotify playlist, we'd love for you to send us your playlist on one of our socials, because we want to see where how people put us in their music listenings, and then if you want your playlist sent out, we'll send it out.
Absolutely.
It's all for love.
And it's definitely going to be on the Pop Rocks Radio playlist. We always add on there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys have a great website. I've got so many weird, artsy fartsy friends that have terrible websites. They're too artsy, and I go to them and they're like, I'm like, I can't listen to your music. I can't find it. And they're like, well, did you give the monkey the banana and the tree? I'm like, no, I don't know how to do that. Just where do I go? You guys, I'm an old man. This is easy to follow. I can get right to everything. I love it. It's
you don't look
very,
old in
very
your picture.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not so much the age, it's the mileage. That's the problem.
I've got a lot of mileage.
Exactly.
Better to have mileage than baggage.
Women don't tend to say that about themselves.
not me. I'm an old bag.
Mileage line, because that infers.
But I like the line, it's better to have mileage than baggage.
I love that line.
That's a
good
so
line. True.
Thank you.
Hey,
we should write a song.
I've got to give a shout out. I don't know who did it. I love the logo. Whoever came up with that.
Thank you. Actually, I did say poo-poo like 100.
Yeah.
In any other graphic environment, you would give like your customer like 3 options and be like, okay, you can get 1, 2, or 3. Which one of these 3 do you like to go to? And you don't do a lot of edits with. But when you're in the band, it's like it's a design by consensus. Honestly, like 8,000 options. But it's the same thing with all the stuff we do. It's not any different.
Yeah.
Like when Lisa is recording, when she's editing and engineering, she'll, we do the same thing to her, and Nicola the same thing. I mean, when she's handling business for the band, everything is by consensus. And the nice thing about being a trio is there's no ties when you go to vote for something. So, we only do that as a last resort. Usually we try
to
come
to an
agreement.
You never even have to say you're outvoted. Everyone just knows.
Yeah.
If you want to rub it in,
Oh my gosh. Hey, and I'm seeing on the website right now, I'm looking, you guys are playing the C-Note in whole mass on August the 4th.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
That's the 4th year in the row we played. That has been the most amazing show there. It's been sold out the last couple of years. For some reason, people like to come to the beach in the summer, and it's just a great time.
For some, come crazy, beach and summer,
right?
Who knows?
Summer rock and roll, and that club is so cool, too.
It's funny, you said 4 years, but the year before that, our very first year on tour.
Oh, yeah.
We played this bar.
The dry dock.
On this strip, and part of them agreeing to take us as a new band is that we had to play two sets, and we had to be the party host for all the guests.
Like you had to pop the balloon by like thrusting or something.
Yeah.
Not into us, like the other guys were doing that, but just like weird party games.
And we're like, where are we? How did we get here?
Can I tell you, oddly enough, that the dry dock, because the dry dock, Lisa and I are from that area, and I actually went on the first date to the dry dock.
Really?
Yes, I did. Yes.
You know what?
Nice.
We have
we've loved every minute of it. Like even that, even going to the dry dock, we met so many cool people, and we wouldn't give it up for anything. You know, it's like the coolest.
And I've been at that club a million times. I have no regrets.
They gave us a.
But you got to say it, the dry dock.
The dry dock.
They gave
That's
us
right.
merch. Their tank tops and hats, and we wore them the rest of the tour as our loading outfit.
Nice.
And then
we wear matching dresses to every show.
And matching loading outfits, too.
Yeah, and matching loading outfits now. And now when we have to shop for
the
things,
uniform
too,
of
like,
the day.
Yeah, we have That's to think cool. of them as a uniform. It's not a costume. We think of it as a uniform. And it's not so much what we're wearing. It's that the three of us are wearing the same thing. That's become part of our brand. So now when we're out shopping around, like, it's not great for stage, but it's a great load-in outfit. It's not just for load-in.
It just takes the whole issue of what to wear off the table.
We should mention at this point that we are endorsed by Pinup Girl Boutique. They've been giving us lots of dresses, and we love them.
Love
yes.
them.
Love them. Yeah.
That's
love
awesome.
Them, yeah.
Yeah. Very,
and
very
it's
cool.
To celebrate all women.
All
women.
All sizes.
All sizes. All ages.
All sizes.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I, man, the C-Note, man, it's been a long time.
So you've
so
been
cool
to the C-Note,
you? Like, I have.
Wow.
I should scroll. Let me put it this way, ladies. I should scroll through your tour dates. Probably been to a few of these places. Like I said, mileage.
Where did you say you went to school?
I went to UMass in Boston. Not Amherst, but in Boston, and then museum school. Yeah.
I went to UMass Boston. So did I. And
nice.
Yes, so did you go to like Johnny D's or Harper's Ferry, any of those places?
Yeah, Conrad, sometimes. I was. You have to remember, I was an art student, so I was doing Man Ray and the Rat Scholar. Yeah. So it was, although occasionally a pretty girl would say yes when I would ask her out, and we'd have to go down to Axis down there on Lansdowne or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I'd have to clean up and, you know, go be social with the normal people. But yeah, lots of eyeliner. That's my story. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
sticking to it.
That's right. Axis.
You know.
I've been there many times.
Crazy
right
times. Oh, yeah. Fun times, though. Fun times. That was a long time ago. Crazy, though. Well, that's cool. Well, folks, nosmallchildren.com, that's the website. And very important, when you get there, hit the social media, like they were saying. It's so important. People outside the business don't realize when they're booking bands and stuff anymore, that's what people ask. They, you know, how many likes do you have? How many, you know, that stuff comes up in conversation. So it's very, very important. And use that share button a lot, folks. Use that share button. All you got to do is click on that.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Give you a half hour.
There you go. very cool. Well, I'm looking at the time, and it's about that time. I know I said before we even started, I'm like, yeah, your lady's good for 35. Here it is, you know, and we went past that. But I'm so glad we did. I've had so much fun. Tonight's been an awesome show and just a lot of fun. You ladies, Brock,
thank
very
you.
Good at what you do.
Thank
so
thank
fun, Jamie. I hope we can make it to Southern Florida.
And if any of your listeners do happen to see us on the road, please, please let us know that you heard us on this podcast.
Yeah.
Nice. They definitely will. Yeah, anytime you guys are ready. Like I said, we have a guest room. I always tell my band friends this because we have a lot of people that on tour that will stop by. And I think the reason is we have a couple showers and we have a washer and dryer. Very important when you're on tour. And then we have a guest room and the beach is, you know, a 10-minute walk away. So it's not bad.
Cool.
And you get to meet the new pup. So there you go.
Twist our arm.
Nice. Very cool. Well, that's going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight is Wednesday. We are back tomorrow night. We've got a fantastic rock band on called New Machine, and they're from the Gulf side of Florida. But they're they play all over the place. But that's going to be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow night at 8 o'clock as well here on the East Coast, 5 o'clock on the West. This show tonight will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. Well, we'll even be on Pinterest. How about that? You can learn how to make something out of a palette and listen to the show. It's amazing. But we're also going to be up for free on iTunes. So if you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And that just really annoys everybody who doesn't like me. No, I'm kidding. It makes our advertisers very happy. So very, very good stuff. No Small Children. I can't wait to have you guys back on. Keep doing what you're doing,
man. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. We're going
back
now.
Nice. Well, not that you need it or anything like that. It's you guys seem to have it all down, but got the big show and the big tour coming. I get it.
That's
very,
right.
very cool.
That's
and
it.
West Coast friends, like I said, get out to that show in Silver Lake. Very, very, I'm telling you, it's going to be a good party.
The satellite. Yep, the satellite.
Nice. Nice. Very, very cool. Okay, we will, the satellite. I was saying Silver Lake. What am I thinking about, man?
No, it's not the satellite
know.
In Silver Lake.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was all turned around for a second. Oh, my gosh. No, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
very
so it's
cool.
At the name of the club is the satellite, and you know, the name of the town is Silver Lake.
I got
all turned
around.
Yeah,
it's in LA. Yep,
no problem.
Yep. Lots of fun stuff goes on in Silver Lake. It's a it's one of the nicer neighborhoods of Los Angeles. All the cool parties
it's
are out
for
there.
Fun. The cool kids are in the valley. No, the cool kids are in the valley.
Yeah, they are.
That's true. That's true. Nice. Well, that's going to do it for us tonight, folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Oh, and hey, welcome to all of our new listeners. Once again, we are on the homepage for Blog Talk, which is very cool. And I want to welcome all of our Brazilian listeners. I was looking at the show numbers the other day. We've gotten just a whole ton. I mean, several thousand listeners in Brazil. I don't know what that's about. But hey, thanks for tuning in. It's pretty awesome. Very, very cool. Go buy No Small Children's music, folks. Good, good stuff. And, you know, get it at a show, too, if you can. Awesome. Well, ladies, thank you so much. We will see everybody
thank
next
you.
Time. Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye. Good night, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.